Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. Authorities have launched an investigation into the killing of an iconic Far North Queensland crocodile after her head and spine were found on the banks of the Daintree River. The female croc was reported missing early last month by Daintree River tourism operator David White. Mr. White says he received an anonymous phone call from a man who claimed to have killed the crocodile, as well as the decapitated crocodile found at Cow Bay in April. The Department of Environment and Science is reminding people that crocodiles in Queensland are protected under the Nature Conservation Act, and the minimum penalty for the deliberate harm or killing of crocodiles in the state is over $32,000. In other news, bottled water and free and voluntary blood tests are being provided to children and staff following lead being detected in water supplies at Yarrabah. Preliminary testing has detected lead in the water at Yarrabah State School's primary and secondary campuses and the kindergarten. Queensland Health Chief Health Officer Dr. John Garrard says it's likely that the lead has come from corrosion within some of the buildings in these facilities, and he recommends everyone in Yarrabah to flush their taps for 30 seconds in the morning.
Contaminants can sometimes leach from the plumbing. Typically, it's from brass and lead fittings or the solder that connects pipes. And sometimes metal can leach from plumbing fittings and particularly can accumulate if taps are left unused for a period of time.
Taking a look at local sport, Cairns-born Alex Davis moved from the Manunda Hawks to the Gold Coast Suns to play his best footy yet in the AFL. After getting their 2023 finals campaign back on track with two wins recently in Darwin, the Suns' Davis is tipped to become a top-flight AFL player. The 21-year-old midfielder had 17 possessions against the Adelaide Crows, two short of his career best. Get free breaking news about our community by downloading the Listener app.